As usual, there may be swearing and adult themes running throughout this podcast. If this is something that you will take offence to, please turn off now. Welcome back, folks, to another episode of the Beyond Canal Park podcast. With just under a week to go until the start of the Euros and Scotland's campaign to win it, I'm absolutely buzzing to get down to the games and finally get back into Hampden after such a long absence. Until then, though, I have yet another cracking guest to bring you, and we're going right back to the podcast roots today with a very local guest who graced Canal Park more times than you've had hot dinners. Perhaps the most decorated player in Devonside's history, he has 8 league title medals from his time there. Of course, I am joined by Ian Barron, Barney, as he is known affectionately by the boys. He talked to me about growing up playing football in Bath and Aberdeen, playing the cup finals for White Hills at an early age, before a decorated and eventful couple of decades at Devonside, before returning to the Hills later in life. A great look back to the glory days of Devonside, as well as Bath Rovers, through Barney's eyes. And here's what he had to say. Okay, it's a pleasure to welcome this week's guest, and we're going right back to our Canal Park roots. A local guest for you today, who is probably one of Devonside's most decorated players of all time. Indeed, he's been involved in 8 out of the 10 league titles that the side have won, playing his football down at Canal Park. He also played for White Hills, Bath Rovers, little spells at Cummonston as well, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show Ian Barron. Barney, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right, James, thanks.
Good. You're ready for a trip down memory lane?
Well, here we go, we'll get a bash.
You've plenty notes in front of you anyway, so we better buckle in for this scene.
Aye, quite a lot.
You've been much requested on this show, so it's good to hear you.
Aye, so I believe. I've been, Colin Meldrum.
Aye.
I think he chased it up.
Aye, well, he seems to be a big fan of the show, so it's...
Aye, he certainly is. He
it's
certainly
good to is. Give the fans what they want.
Oh, aye.
So, I always like folk to tap my back to their early days, Barney, and how they got into Fitbah. Far I love a Fitbah began. For you?
Well, early days was Finna Bade in the Carmen Terrace. This is, we didn't have the same facilities as fit you have now.
Mm-hmm.
the likes of, I've listened to Alan Mayer's podcast and he just hot it on the heed. This is, there must have been about 40 bairns Carmen Terrace, Lucy La Road. And it's a thing of goalposts, jumpers as goalposts.
Uh-huh.
Used to all be together. Good side here, game of fit, but no, it was you, the top of the street against the bottom of the street. And it was just sort of for there, Ken.
Aye. Big Fitba family. Looks like your father was into Fitba.
Aye, father was. He'd a lot to do with different side. He played a bit of Fitba back in his day at, like, a Hilton.
No, aye.
Bill Morris would probably care him, because the legend Bill Morris, Ken.
Aye.
He played at Hilton and Sandy Grant. Are them young guys, Ken? but my grandfather, he played for Devon Valley.
Okay.
Back in the day. And my mother just told us the other day, he would have been 112.
Che.
So I did ask my mother, would OMD care about it?
No.
My mother just had a laugh and says, no, I didn't think so.
Yeah. Different days.
Different days, yeah.
Aye. So tell me how the West Brom thing came about then, because I can't, your father had the West Brom gear on, doing it aside.
Aye,
I think you're a fan of that, are you?
Aye, I'm a Baggies fan, through and through. If it was my uncle, he was a kit man at West Bromwich Albion.
Okay.
And hence the reason that a lot of the boys run about Banff McDuff's got West Bromwich Albion tops. I've seen a few of the boys going about with it, especially from your team back training gear.
Uh-huh.
Getting to the boys.
It was a clamour for the freebies.
Oh, there certainly was. you name it, training gear, fit by boots.
Aye.
Ken, Abdi was in a boot it, Ken. Especially the boys at White Hills. Ken.
So I... West Brom, bit of a yo-yo club, the biggest yo-yo club going about, really, are they? That's them back doing the championship again.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't think they're going to spend money on quality players, Ken.
Aye.
But my uncle, he's seen a lot. He was 51 years at West Bromwich Albion. He was the longest serving kit man in English.
So is he about thing like Cyril Regis and that, whatever?
He was there. The Cyril Regis, Laurie Cunningham, Brendan Batson, the likes of Tony Gordon,
aye.
John Wyle.
Aye, brilliant.
Brian Robson.
Oh, aye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's seen a lot of great players over his days, Ken. Sadly enough, he's passed away about 8 years ago, Ken.
Okay.
He loved his job.
Brilliant. So far were the heroes and idols that you grew up watching on the telly or whatever?
I wouldn't like to say again, but I used to watch a lot of football, and I just watched football 24/7. I used to go down and watch a V-off when I was younger. Again, they had a good team back in the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can mind Ken Tedcastle was the manager of Vale.
Oh, aye.
And he had a lot of, like a Banff.
Aye.
Banff, a lot of young boys, players, aye. But I like Kevin Bremner. I really liked him. He was a good striker, Ken. Old-fashioned striker.
Aye.
He was class.
He had a lot of good stories when he was on and off.
Yes, certainly did, aye. Yeah.
Quality. Okay, so growing up, obviously playing football at school and stuff, was that a good experience? And then I don't know, sort of early days at White Hills, Mary was telling us about.
Yes. Well, in the primary, I played for primary 7 when I was in primary 6.
Aye.
And it was Mr. Walson was the manager then, Ken.
Okay.
And the biggest team, well, I say the biggest team was the McDuff lads, because they were a good team.
Aye.
And they were the hardest. And obviously I went for the primary up in academy.
Uh-huh.
Again, under 13s, under 14s. Eric Wilson was
geography teacher.
Geography
teacher. He still there when I was there.
Aye. He was all right. Again, he was good at his football. I watched him when he played for Keith as well.
Aye.
Again, he was a solid player.
Aye, no, I think Colin Hendry actually said he played with him.
Aye.
When he was on.
Yes. Aye.
And said he was a solid player. Aye.
Oh, he certainly was. Aye. He can't hook fight up in a challenge. Yeah, but our training there was like a Bill Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other boy? Mike Horn.
Okay.
And Mr. Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And that was only us. Football all the time. But I think the school football, it sort of stopped, I think, for we were like the under 15s or something.
All right, okay.
If I can mind. Mary saying.
Aye.
And that was the time myself and Mary went out to White Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an experience, because you were playing with all our guys, Ken.
Aye, he mentioned a particular cup final.
Oh, the Maitland Cup final.
Aye.
Oh my God. I can still remember that. Mary was on about the semi-final against Portsoy, up at Portsoy. And we went into extra time, and we went into penalties. And, of course, me and Mary was we had to take a penalty.
Uh-huh.
We both scored.
Aye.
And so Mary says, White Hills hadn't been in a Maitland Cup final for donkeys.
Aye, he said that. He wasn't happy about being on the bench that day, then.
No, he wasn't. And Abdi turned up for a Maitland Cup final.
Aye.
And there was about 30 boys, and you can only play 11.
Aye.
And he had 2 subs.
That's it. He said they were struggling for boys a few weeks before that, though.
They were, right, but there's boys used to work offshore, and they used to come to me and think, oh my God, I'm on the bench again, Ken. But anyway, we got beat that night. But
aye.
That's the first time I was in Maitlands.
Okay, right. Neither last though.
It certainly wasn't the last, no. The first time I've been in here, and there's boys going about with free drinking, and he wasn't really a drinker at 15-year-old.
Nah.
You had a few, but the next day I got up. Well, my mother got me up for a school, Ken.
Oh.
So I managed to go to school, but I had to come home because I was sick in the classroom. And I just thought, I'm not touching drink again. I just floored me.
How long did that last?
Until I was 18.
Not too bad. You also played some youth football in Aberdeen, I think you said to me.
Yes, we played for Raiden United, under 16s. The manager there was Alec Thornton.
Mm.
His son, Wayne Thornton, he played for the Vale.
The Vale, name rings a bell, like.
And I think he played for Huntley as well.
Okay.
But the reason we got through Aberdeen is I think Alec Kent, Dickie Burnett's father, Stevie.
Okay, aye, aye.
And he came out to White Hills.
Aye.
And he asked if me and Dickie would go through Aberdeen to play. Mm-hmm. I think we had we were still playing for White Hills, but it was playing for them through mm-hmm. Aberdeen, which was all right, because Dickie's father used to take us through all the time.
Aye, magic.
Taxi and getting at him and all that.
Aye.
And played with some good players. I can mind King Street was in the big teams in Aberdeen. Alan Selby.
Oh, aye.
He was a great left back.
Played for Huntley, didn't he?
He played for Huntley, aye. Yes. And a boy, Scott Taylor, he played for Raiden United.
Okay.
He played for Bon Accord in the juniors, and then I think he got signed for Forfar.
Right. Okay.
But again, he'd be the same age as myself, yeah?
Aye.
Just a young pup.
So you played with Decky Barnett all the way through then in the later days in different side. Fit was he, like a lot of boys have spoke about him and his character and his attitude towards the game.
Oh, again, Decky's a topper guy. Again, we're both the same age. I played in Cramond Terrace, he played in Bracco Place, and there's a park out the back for us.
Aye.
And it was me and him and his brother, Stevie, he was kicking the bar.
Aye.
Getting all the way right through. I think far Decky went, or far I went, we both went together to some teams. Again. Eventually he went to Bucky Rovers.
Aye, that's right. That's right. Some of the younger boys that have been on have spoken about playing with Decky in their early days at the side, and he demanded high standards for the boys running about him, I think.
Oh, brilliant. Ken, that's a thing with Decky. Ken, he could use both feet, his skill. He could put in a challenge as well. He spoke. He's a skillful player. But Decky would admit himself, Ken, lack of pace. But
I stopped him going any further.
It did, aye, yes.
He also played with you and Jess, you tell me, in some five-a-side tournaments, winning the Cornhill games and stuff.
Well, that was a... That was just during the week. I says, let's enter a team for Cornhill Friday night. So there was myself, my cousin Rob, he was a goalie.
Okay.
It was Kevin and Graham Taylor.
Aye.
It was Decky Burnett and Ian Jess. And well, that was it. We went up there and we won it at night. A lot of folk weren't happy because we just entered. But hey ho, what can you do?
Aye.
Can? But Jess had a few games for a different side.
That's right, okay.
Keep himself fit before he went professional.
So is he similar age to you? Like, is he about the same age as you then?
If it would just be... I think he would be...
He's 50 or 51, now.
I think he'd be 50, 51.
Aye. You're niggy in a while, your age then, Barn.
He's just slightly younger than me. I'm 32 plus fat.
Okay. All right, so... the different side, John, they obviously went on for a long time, but it started around about 16.
16 with Alan Scott.
Aye. So that squad was, again, Alan Scott's squad was full of great players, but again, that was like the glory days of the side, wasn't it?
Well, it was unreal. You had the likes of Raymond Carno, played in the Highland League.
Aye.
I think he was at different side when he was 38, again, coming to the end of his career.
Okay,
but I think Raymond, he played on until he was 42.
Right.
At different side.
Aye.
Who else was it? Like Stuartie Nielsen. Ian Cormack.
Yes. Grant Smith still about then?
Grant Smith.
Aye.
That's another solid player.
Aye.
Again, another solid player. I wouldn't have liked to go a 50-50 with Grant.
I wouldn't have still.
No.
He played in a game. I had a game just before my wedding and got Abdi to play and he was still very competitive then and he was in his 60s.
He still is. And I tell you, we had boys, they're good speakers as well.
Aye.
Ex-Highland League.
Spoke at the time,
experienced.
It helps the young boys out, doesn't it? Massively.
It certainly does. Oh, aye, it certainly does. It makes you look up to the guys like that.
Aye.
It likes a Todge, Graham Tallis, played in the middle of the park. I say, again, I've got to laugh at Graham. Again, he's a great player, but he's like Scott Brown.
Okay.
He's in your face all the time, and he's again, he manipulates you.
He winds
folk up.
Well, the quote I've heard for a couple of folk is he was very skilled in the dark arts of the game, so that's maybe sounds it was like it was accurate enough, was it?
Aye.
But he could play. He could back it up.
Aye, he could play. Aye. Oh, aye.
He's actually coming on a series, so I'll get a chance to ask him a bit.
Will he tell you?
As I said, a very successful period under Alan. Fit was Alan like as a manager? I've only heard good things about him.
There's only good things you could say about Alan. He was 100% fit by. And I can mind him saying, you had to be dedicated to fit by with Alan.
Aye.
He used to say, if you're not training on a Monday and a Wednesday, it's either work or family.
Aye,
okay. He says, no train, no gain, no game.
Aye.
And you just kind of just sticks in your head.
Aye.
And come a Saturday, you hit it well during the week, you had to train hard to get into the team on a Saturday because it was only 11 players and 2 subs back in.
Aye.
And you could be sitting 5 or 6 boys and even stripped.
Yeah.
So it was really, really hard to get in there. Aye. But I played with Scotty and he played at sweeper when I was there.
Okay, so he was a good player as well.
Aye. He was excellent, a good speaker.
Aye.
I've never heard Scotty raise his voice.
No.
I was speaking.
Okay.
Always spoke. Never ranted when you come into the dressing room. I was spoken.
Brilliant.
He was just a gentleman.
Aye. And you must have played with his loons and all then at some point through your side career then. Rob, certainly. And again, if John ever played for his side.
I think Rob was at a certain period, but I can't really mind. Rob played left back.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. John, another class player, good left foot in John.
Aye.
Aye,
brilliant. Brilliant. So, any special moments for that early period then that stick out for you as a young lad winning trophies with different side?
Well, different side, it was kind of winning, any kind of trophy, but the Ian, it sticks in my head, was the Zamouski trophy.
Oh, aye. Uh-huh.
That's like the Dundee North End.
Okay, so it's sort of like the Pizza Cup, the early version of the Domino's Pizza Cup or whatever it is.
I think it would be, because it was the North against like the teams,
the Dundee teams, aye.
Mm-hmm. And Devonside was the first team to win it.
Okay. The first that trophy or the first North team to win
it? First North team to win it. I don't think there's another North team that's won it.
Okay.
Yeah, that was back 1989-90.
Aye, true. I think I'm in Grant. Tell me about actually. Aye, the Zamouski.
I was speaking to a guy the other night, Davey Perry.
Oh,
I was speaking to him and I asked him and says, can you mind if I scored a goal that day? And he says, I've no idea if I scored it. And it was Davey that scored the only
goal. It was him that scored it?
It was him, the only.
He can't only even mind.
I think he was just taking a piss.
Aye, being modest, is he?
But no, that was a good day in Dundee, Ken. Okay, Ken, I wasn't playing that day, but you're, Ken, 11 players, 2 subs, a lot of good players on the bench. It was just good to be involved with them.
Your social scene was pretty good as well, was it? I'm led to believe.
Oh, yeah,
Grant often had his guitar out.
Well, Grant had his guitar out. Raymond Carno, he was a singer.
Aye.
Nobody could get a sing song in because Raymond was at it.
And in terms of you as a player, you were pretty versatile, weren't you? You played a lot of places.
Well, you could say that. There was a season I played for a different side. Alec Cormack was the manager. Mm. And I played in every position.
Aye.
And the thing is, to get a game, if you're meant to, Ken, I'm going to play you at left back, and you're thinking, oh, I didn't like playing at left back, but you're meant to play football at the time, so you've just got stuck in a position, mm-hmm. you've just got to stick in, and that's it, Ken.
Aye.
Every position in I've played.
Including goalie.
Oh, I've been a goalie quite a few times. Aye.
So did you enjoy that on the odd occasion, like, or was it a chore but got in goals?
Goodness, it wasn't too bad.
The other you get's not so bad, eh?
No, you should get a sear back. Keep picking about your back and neck sometimes, depending on your defence. it was all right. It was good. I used to play in goals when I was at primary, can't get up into that, but I didn't think it was tough enough for me, Ken.
So I
decided to play out, but I can't play in goals.
Did you hear a preferred position?
My preferred position? Now that's a hard one. I started off at right back, and it was like a right back winger.
Aye.
Then up front, winger up front. I can mind Craigie Bartlett, centre half for us. He got injured.
Aye.
And Alec Cormack stuck me back into centre half. And I felt like saying, fit you doing that for?
Aye.
But Alec explained to me, he says, you're pacey, you're good in the air, you can use both feet. You can shout. I says, we'll stick you in, see how it goes.
Mm.
Well, we went on a run for 5 or 6 games without unbeaten. And Craigie Bartlett, he came back. But he thought you'd get straight into centre-half, but they punted him up front. Because Ken Alec was a great believer. Ken, didn't I disturb a defence if they're playing good?
Aye. Aye.
But I'll play anyway. Mm-hmm. I'll play anyway. As long as I get a game.
Aye. Alec Cormack, he to go off Alan, did he? Did Alan leave to go to Tura, was that right?
Aye, Scotty went to Tura, and I think he took 7 a different side players. Andy Patterson, Willie Dobbins, Tallis, Grant Smith, Stuart Beard.
Oh, aye.
But Scotty went to Tura to see how he could get on in the Aberdeen League.
Aye, okay. Aye,
and of course, Stuart E. Nielsen, he was left with the team.
Aye.
And him and Raymond sort of took it over
that
year. And scraped the barrel, but we got a few wins, we got a few losses.
Aye.
But Alec, he was, his training was unreal.
Okay.
And that's Alec, he was like Forrest Gump, you could run for long enough.
Aye.
And he was into his stamina, even his breather, Ian said that.
Okay, that's so it was tough going, was it?
Oh, honestly, it was unbelievable. Pre-season, on him like that, you didn't see
the bars.
No, not for about 3 or 4 training sessions. I mean, Alec used to take us down the beach.
Aye.
And I used to like training on the beach and all that, and a Saturday. And he says, right, back to the park. And I says, oh, yes, we're going to want to get a bit of bar work here. No, it was back for a drink of water. He says, right, boys, we're going to the Hill of Doon. Well, we caught the Hill of Doom.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
As you well can.
That's a horrible run that day.
It is. And Alec had us run up here, and about 30 yards for the Temple of Venus, he put cones and went to sprint up at the Bray. But I'd say, there's even the boys speed up his dinner that day. Well, he had some soup. He says he thought that would be all right, but no.
No. Oh, dear. So I must have been some funny times there and there, and some good funny stories in that little spell there and there, that early spell.
Well, I can mind a game up at the Merson Park. If I can't mind, it was a cup final against Nairn St Ninians.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's funny or no, but Alec named the team.
Aye.
And playing Nairn in the final. And I was on the bench with Kevy Grant.
Okay.
I was outside warming up, again, as you do. And our keeper, Mikey Monroe, he went up for a bar, getting warmed up. He jumped up for a bar and he came down and he landed awkward.
Ucha.
Which was a serene, Ken.
Aye.
So he was teeing into the dressing room and Frankie Sivright says, you're not playing, you're not getting there, why? Huh. I think he broke his ankle. Oof. So of course, I was still out warming up, and he shouted for me to come out in the dressing room. So I went in the dressing room. He says, you're going in goals. I says, Mikey's broke his leg. And I just looked at him in shock. I says, aye, really? He says, aye, really? So that was it. I'd no better to eat and grab Mikey's...
Get your gloves on,
yeah. But cut a long story short, I says, we were on to win a game 4-1. And every bar that was coming towards me that day, I was shiting myself. I was fear to drop it or anything like that, but on that day, and again, Mikey's gloves must have been glue.
Like, it was maybe like Billy's boots, was it?
Well, you never know.
Well, I can see the headline in front of my bar and it's Bamford's Cup Hero, so it must have went well.
I got man of the match, actually. I saved a penalty, but the players on that day deserved a man of the match because they were so solid. They playing with a regular goalkeeper.
Aye.
And Mikey Moreau, he was a fantastic goalie. I had to go in and take place again. But I broke my wrist that day as well. I didn't realise it until the next day. It's when I saved that penalty. Again.
Aye, up like a balloon.
I broke my scaphoid. So that was it. I was out for about 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
So that was a good thing and a bad thing. We won that cup.
Aye.
But
it wasn't just saves you, like, Mark, and you tell me you loved a chipped finished goal and did you?
Oh, Christ, I couldn't have scored in the box.
Nah.
I've missed Ian Nene doing it at Banff for about 8 yards. And the boys teen the piss out me. Then about 5 minutes later, like that, I struck him for about 25 yards, top corner. And he just turned around and says, flips eight, Barney says, you can't even score for 8 yards and you're banging in for 25.
But I'm sure you tell me about you scored 5 in one game against the locals as they were going to want Highland League, and I think you chipped Dean Lawson 3 times that night.
Certainly did. That was a friendly against the locals doing at Canal Park, and it was just that season they were going into Highland League, they're prepping for it.
Okay.
And Davy Cormie, he was the manager.
Hmm.
And Davy Cormie was the manager at Cummingston.
Oh, aye.
For me and Dakey had a spell there. Mm-hmm. So I kent him. And Dean Lawson, he played for Lawson United in the Scotscoop League.
Okay.
And I scored against him when he was at Lawson, and it was a chip goal, okay? So I did speak to him before the game, and he just says, no chips this game. So, lo and behold, 3 times I chipped him. And went up to the club after that. I mind speaking to Davy Cormie and Dean Lawson. He says, Christ save Barney, he says, chipping Dean Larson. He's about 6'4". Once, three times, Ken. So I just had to hear a laugh, Ken. I must have been on form that night.
Ken. You mentioned Cummiston. Was a big signing on fee for Cummiston, Ashman?
Massive signing on fee. Was a pair of boots. And every home game, you got a basket supper for nothing at the football club.
Quality. So, it's more than most boys get these days.
Well, that's true, aye.
So you and Decky Beth went there, did you? I actually played a season for Cummiston not that long ago.
All right, aye.
Nice little club, actually.
Aye, it's all right, aye.
Were they still juniors then, like, or?
They were juniors. Aye. They played in the Aberdeen side.
Aye.
But David Cormie was a manager here.
Okay.
And he brought us here, but you've heard about Cummiston. Billy Anderson was at Cummiston as well.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. And they were a team. They were aye getting beat. David Cormie, he tried to get in a few boys and stuff like that. Yeah. I mind playing against Turriff United Saturday. And James Alexander, Dowdle.
He's been on there long ago.
That's right, aye. I was right back, and James Alexander, he was left wing, and I'm thinking, oh my God, Ken. But I scored that day, and I thought, oh, we're in here, Ken. No, it was 2-2 at half time, and they humped to 6-2. Ken. But that's the game's your mine.
And as well as Cummiston, I think, back then it was easier to chop and change as play amateurs and welfare. And that. You'd spells at Banff Rovers and Rothay Rovers, I think you said.
Aye, that's right. Banff Rovers, mine, Danny Smith, Gordon, Baron Getaway, Fatty Smith, Crockett.
Great team.
Danny Smith, the taxi driver.
Aye, Mary and that would have been involved in that, you know, was he?
I don't think Mary was.
Okay.
At that time.
I thought this picture you've got here, I thought he had that as part of his, but possibly wrong. Maybe it wasn't him. I think I saw a young Walter Robertson in the side of that, you know, did I?
Well, that was a season. I think I was here just one season. That was a season Banff Rovers won, I think, in the Welfare League.
Aye. And, let's see that photo. Let's see if I recognise. That looks like Lawrence in the goals, and that's it. George Lawrence.
Aye.
Is he a good goalie?
Aye. He was good. Didn't I like to train?
No.
George was a good goalie, like, good.
I'm seeing Walter Robertson there and that. And Kenny Crackers up the back.
Aye, Kenny's back.
Fair old team, that.
Kenny could take a free kick with his head for 30 yards. No bother.
Aye, he didn't lose much in the air, like.
No. Didn't I lose much? But that team back in, that was a great team, and
I swept the board, did they?
They just did. I think. Dakey Burnett was there. Same time as myself. Kevin Stewart.
Okay.
He buys McDuff.
Aye.
I wouldn't have liked to play against Kevin.
No.
Oh, he's just a target man.
Aye. Yeah.
He moaned, but I tell you, he came for the goals. Was
aye.
I wouldn't have liked to play against him because he would ruffle you up. And Paul Westmoreland was either.
Oh,
player as well.
I've heard he was a good player. Fast, was he?
Oh, he was.
Aye.
Fast. Again.
Quality. And there was a little spell for Rothay as well.
Aye, it's when Rod McKinnon went to Rothay. He asked me to go up and give him a hand.
Aye.
One Saturday. I says, oh, I can't bother. I says, but I'm putting you in goals. I says, what do you mean? Like, I says, well, our keeper's out. And he was just recovering for a broken leg.
So I say, Rod's a keeper, wasn't he?
He was a keeper. And I don't know why you asked me to go up and play in goals. I'm sure there was other folk in.
Must have seen you in that cup final.
Must have. But Rod says to me, he took my side, I'll put you in goals today. And I says, but didn't I tell the boys that you're an outfield player?
Well, shit,
and I'm going, cheers, Rod. Shite myself. But we won 5-1 that day.
Okay.
And then it was after I was in a pub, and somebody says, oh, great game, Barney. I said, cheers for that. Rod says, oh, he's a new field player. And the look in their faces just went, I'm joking. But hey, again, you've got another you've got another 10 players in front of you.
That's probably a good enough tactic. I can, and I've had to play the odd game against different side end goals. Folk are, the defence are jittery if you can, they've not got a proper goalie in their goals. Like.
Oh, definitely. And Rod did say to the boys that day, didn't I be feared to pass the ball back to Barney?
If we're back to the different side, I think you also were involved in probably different side's best of a Scottish Junior Cup run, were you? Was it our last 16? Less early on.
16, aye. Aye. Aye, that was...
It's unheard of now, like...
No, again, that was eventful. Again, Alan Scott, mm-hmm. the other players, the head there, Kenners, ex-Highland League boys.
Aye.
Aye, a really good run. We got beat at Whitburn.
Okay.
I can't really mind, right? It was 3-1, but the games that you mind, the game of 4-0, we beat Cumbernauld 4-1.
Aye, aye.
And that's for... Kenny Dalglish started his,
right,
his career with Cumbernauld. 1-4-1 that day.
A lot of the committee made a lot of money that trips, did they? Well, the bookies doing there, and they were writing off a side.
They certainly did, Ken. Aye. But so you say, Ken, the committee, Ken, they did an awful lot of work behind the
aye.
Scenes.
Aye. If I was involved back then, like...
Oh, now you're asking. Oh, man. Well, my father was there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Duncan Kyla, Bertie Tuch, Peter Perry,
mm-hmm.
Lenny Stewart.
Aye, aye.
Just, I can't mind back then. Like,
cleaning out the central belt bookies when you went down there.
Well, that was it. I thought the different side was easy money. So
aye, hicks with the sticks.
Aye, but that was it. Again, Tuchters.
Aye, but fuck, that team could play. That's for sure.
Aye, you're right.
They could mix it in half, because often that team's been super will bully. Teams were up here, but that team wouldn't have been bullied with that characters you spoke about earlier.
No, I didn't think so. Ken, like that's Grant Smith, aye. Willie Dobbins, mm-hmm. And all that guys, Ken. Tuch players, Brian Geddes, for Keith, he was a good player,
aye.
Brian.
Aye.
But no, I think we just gave as good as. Again, you were just a young loon, but it was just fine experience.
Great
to see
experience.
That, it was aye. Something else, and that was the time you were away on a Friday, him on a Sunday.
Aye, okay, aye, so it was done right.
It was done right, aye, but we had, I was glad to get him. being a young loon.
Aye, okay.
Jeez, I'm going to get him. And of course, that's what he said, Grant Smith, again, yeah, he had his guitar with him.
Aye, kept the spirits up. Aye. Aye. He didn't have singing either, did he?
I think he tried though. I think Abby was too drunk to kind of see if he was good or not.
He told a funny story. I think it was maybe Ainsley Pratt in the lift, was it?
Aye, they chucked him in the lift. He's just his boxers on and pressed the button to go down to their main reception.
Covered in soapy suds or something.
That was him, aye.
I think you tell me now about coming back for a Scottish Cup game. I'm not sure if it was that spell or not, but obviously you've had quite a few Scottish Cup runs. Game in Dundee and the wheel came off the bus or something.
Oh, geez, speaking about the wheels and the bus go round and round, eh? But aye, coming out of Dundee. One of the roundabouts, I can't mind a roundabout. Here's this wheel overtaking us. And honestly, if somebody been in front of that wheel, there would have been, what a mess it would have been.
Aye, aye.
It was just unreal. But lucky enough, the driver was for Colin.
Okay.
And he kept somebody roundabout the Dundee area.
Ah, right,
and he went in to see the boy at a bus depot, and we got it fixed.
Aye.
And I can't mind, it must have been about an hour now that waiting for a bus to get fixed, but Stevie Bruce, again, he decided he would walk him because he'd
if he'd Dundee,
<aye. laughs> but Davey Perry and Mikey Finlay had to go and chase after him. Ken, never like Stevie was with a drink, and I'm just waiting him. Ken, that was him.
Off he went.
Aye, so I think Davey and Mikey Finlay went away and got him. Ken, and realised, look, come on. Yeah, there's been a few games games doing there now. Getting off at Perth. After a Scottish Cup tie with Mikey Dunbar and Mikey Anderson.
Okay.
And getting the train up for Perth to Aberdeen, because the bus was going up A9.
Okay.
And both Mikeys were buying Aberdeen. So So I said, I'll toddle on. I'll go with the flow. So me taking the train up to Aberdeen, had a few pints. Mikey went away, I think it was his brother-in-law's. And me and Mikey Dunbar... I went into their pub. I came out the pub. Mikey Dunbar was gone,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't came for he was biding.
Okay.
So I didn't came fit a D when I was in Aberdeen. So I just had to get a taxi him, Aberdeen to Banff. I was back in Banff before the bus. When just the bus arrived at Divinside Club, again, 11:45 at night.
Oh dear.
Much drink.
Aye. But so latterly, you obviously played under Jackie Reid, and then Cormac and Mikey as well. Was it weird to play wee boys that you played alongside for a long time, play under them as managers?
It was. The likes of Mikey and Ian, again, you're a team from your own park, and your mm-hmm. best balls and all that, but
they played in that, didn't they, even when they were managing?
Aye, they did. Ian, he was a grafter, a good left back. He was running a day.
Aye.
Mikey Anderson, sweeper.
Aye.
Yeah, and he could sweep the streets near bother.
Aye. Yeah. Aye. A lot of folk have said he was class. Aye. Like,
and he could read a game, and both feet. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter far the back game. You could just turn and turn a sixpence, and that was him. Again, like you score a goal, and
again,
sometimes you score a goal, sometimes you get chalked off. Again,
aye. So you obviously played through that successful period, and then sort of when the money was there, but the money obviously started disappearing and went into the veil, didn't it? Was that kind of tough to see the side sort of go back on the decline a wee bit? Because it obviously culminated in the club folding.
I think it did. There wasn't a lot of folk happy when Divinside and Divinvale tried to go together.
Aye, the merger, aye. Mm-hmm.
But there was a bit of money. Divinside had the money back in the day. Mm-hmm. Again, Eddie Bruce.
Aye,
and
yep.
Again, it was, he made Divinside. Again, I'll say that. Again, Eddie, he was another topper guy, now.
Aye.
Again, you couldn't fault Eddie. Again, he was a gentleman. Mm-hmm. And all them, like Willie Boots, he was the same.
Aye.
But that was a kind of thing. But the money wise, can you? We just went to play football on a Saturday.
Aye, yeah.
Again, if the money was there, money was there. But you didn't really want to.
No.
I went to play football on a Saturday. I went to train. Again, I used to love going to training.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it made you went to train and went to play on a Saturday. Again.
Aye, yeah. And it must have been some great nights in the Divin Cycle back then. It was flying and obviously different days there new, but. I'm led to believe it was packed thereafter. Most weekends in the glory days.
Oh, most weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it was chock-a-block.
Aye.
And I can remind any night, this is Alan Scott era, that the Divinside had a players' night out. And he says to us, he took you saying after the game, we've got a players' night out. You're wearing the Blazers. Didn't I disrespect the Blazers when you're going about Mark McDuff and all that, Ken? But was it a club? And what I decided to have a game of bingo. And back then, the bingo hall was full.
Aye.
So Abdi bought books and all that. And Gary Mitchell, the goalkeeper at the time, he won a snabber, £260.
Uh-huh.
And all the bingo goers, you know, the Orleans, they weren't happy. Because, well, Gary, he just put it in the kitty and that was it, Ken.
Aye.
But back in that day, Ken, you used to, especially if you won, it made your Saturday night a lot better, Ken, if you won, Ken.
Aye.
And I've seen Megan Hayam at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, still a blazer and tie on.
Aye.
Bag still at the club, as you will, Ken. Picking it up the next day.
Mine's still, yeah.
I think mine is not. Yeah, you just, Ken, it made your night a hell of a lot better. There was nothing worse, Ken, than getting beat.
Yeah.
Just a downer.
That team's won and lost together. It's nae that social scene in football has kind of almost disappeared now, which is sad to see because I think it does help teams to be successful if they're out drinking together, they're socialising together.
It's like a team building, like bonding. seeing folk at either side, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody drunk, somebody sober. Yeah? Abdi's the same.
Aye. Yeah. And I guess part of that. You must have been part of the early Havana clubs, were you? The famous Havana clubs on bus journeys?
Well, it was funny. I listened to Craig Ewan about Havana. Tina smiled my face. It was, I didn't came first, started it.
Uh-huh.
Havana, and I've no idea. And I got a clue.
Oh, well, there was a few fingers pointing at you. Like.
Well, it's funny you say that. I was in Holly in Cuba, and the Havana club, I teamed back a few bottles of that.
Aye.
The Havana, and I used to get a war games. And it was a case of have a Havana, and that was it. So it's just stuck with skin. Aye, that was a good days.
Uh-huh. Well, Craig, I was speaking to Craig yesterday actually on the phone because you obviously stopped playing, but you kept your hand in a few times under both Craig Stewart and Craig Ewan helping them out. And I mind you being on a few bus journeys, and he said in particular you loved an Inverness away. Oh, I'll come and be on the bench shout. And I think I was one Havana club in particular. You had a sleep on 18th Green on the way back, did you?
Yeah, I think I did, aye. Yeah, I was okay when we got to Inverness. I went, again, away days, superb.
Aye.
And again, it helped Craig out, no problem.
Aye.
After the game, I think it was Craig's last game.
Okay,
I can't mind if you were there or no. I can't mind, but it was 1-1.
Aye.
And back to their pub. I started off, I had a pint of Iron Brew and a couple of nips. But I'd be started getting a care out. Mm-hmm. And of course, I teen out my bag and there was a bottle of Havana. There you go. And we had to stop off at Nairn for mere drink.
Aye.
And I was okay for Inverness, but when I got off at the club at 7:30, well, I never got off the bus. I was poured off the bus. I think Abdi was as well, Ken.
Aye.
But I did manage to go home, and there was something going at the club at night, but I was back within 30 minutes, and Abdi was having a good night.
Aye.
But I decided to walk home at night, doing a new road.
Uh-huh.
And I just did a wee stumble. Stumbled down the bridge just at the Duffus Royal.
Aye.
And I stumbled that far, I was lying in the 18th green. And I tell you, what a job I had getting back up at Bray.
Covered in doves.
Oh, was I. I don't know, the tracksuit as well.
Eww.
And mine was Ross Thompson's mother, Heldy.
Oh, Heldy, aye.
She stops. Barney, are you want to run him? And I think I said, Heldy, I would love a run him.
Heldy to the rescue.
Heldy to rescue. Aye. The next day, I was just, I couldn't do anything the next day. Again.
But fun did you play your last game for the siding? Because I seem to mind, even when my brother John and Wayne were manager, there was one pre-season friendly, they only had me and you on the bench.
That's right, though. I was doing it at Canal Park.
Aye. I think we won that game.
Aye. But I can't imagine.
You got on, I never. I was sub unused.
I was doing game my father. Okay, my father, he was in the committee and all.
Aye.
And I was doing game him a hand to pop the goals and all that. And John came in about. He says, "Oh, do you want to come back?"
A few boys on staggers or something that day.
He says, "Do you want to come back?" I says, "Oh, Christ, I'll as you come back." So I went away, him got the boots and come back again. That was it. I kind of mind.
I think there was a 10-minute cameo, wasn't it?
Ah, there was.
We definitely won that game. I think it was maybe a Turra Thistle or friendly or something.
Something like that. Aye.
That must. Yeah. Was that your last game? And must have been. You must have been close to 50 then.
I kind of mind.
That would have been. I would say 2018 maybe, 2017 maybe.
I wasn't at 50.
No.
Not quite.
It was in the post though.
It was, right.
Oh dear. And I was at another time speaking about buses and cup ties that the strip was forgotten, was it? Was that your responsibility?
Well, no, it was just a thing. I was going to want a Friday night, 5:30, leaving the club. Ewan Duncan. Mm-hmm. For Portsoy, he was playing for a different side at the time.
Good player, played with him at Portsoy for years.
He was mm-hmm. alright. He was a solid player as well.
Aye. Yeah. He was a big lad that held him back probably, but we bat his feet. He was class.
Aye, he was good. Aye. And we just got into like a dice, like a green trees pub on the right hand side. I didn't again fit come across somebody. Somebody says, "Have we got strips?" Just out the blue, mm-hmm. and we tell the bus driver to pull up over the side.
Aye.
Into the boot, nae strips. Again, of course, I forgot the bloody strips, again. So, of course, we had to buy there, and we phoned Ewan Duncan's dad, Jim.
Uh-huh.
So he had to go to the club and travel through Aberdeen, the green trees.
Aye.
But which was not too bad. We got off of there, and we went into the green trees. We were allowed 2 pints.
Okay. Yeah. Two. The two famous pints, two.
Famous aye. Two. Again, that was it. I think Ian Cormack and maybe it was Alec.
Aye.
But 2 pints and that was it until I was waiting for the strips to go down again. But eventually, that was it. Yeah. That was funny.
Oh, dear. So I mentioned in the introduction there, maybe tongue in cheek, but you probably are different size most decorated player are you cause through the eras that you played through?
Well, sort of looking through the history of different side, all the cups and all that, they had a good run, especially in the Scots Cup League.
Aye.
Yeah.
Because they won the league 10 times and you played in eight of that season, is that right?
Aye, 8 of them. Aye, like all in Scott. I think the first won the league back in 1983,
aye.
84, and being founded 1977.
77, aye.
Yeah. Which was not too bad. I think it was Oh, that was the first time. 83, 84, they won a league. First time.
Aye. But, year I was born.
Jesus. I was only about 13 or something.
Aye. Plenty of cups in there, though. And you've played in a lot of that cup wins in there, I would assume.
I have, aye. I think there was one year, 91, 92, I think Devonside went through a cup. I can't mind. Or they had one cup.
Mm-hmm.
Off the top of my head. I can't mind, but I think it was that season, 91, 92,
aye.
That I think it was maybe the year that Alan Scott went to Turriff.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure. But that was, aye, I think it was round about here.
Aye. Okay. But there wouldn't be many, if any, with the same amount of titles as you. Maybe a pal Decky.
Decky, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if he would be there, but he went a lot to Bucky Rovers.
Aye, okay, that's sweet.
I think Dickie, he liked a wee jaunt.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he got a wee signing on fee.
Maybe. And you didn't care for Dickie was going to come back, yeah?
Aye.
You were on a Saturday, he would come back probably the following Saturday, yeah? Mm. You never know wee Dickie, yeah?
Aye.
He liked a, good game of foot and a good night out.
Aye. But like, obviously, latterly your career, you were knocking on, but you said you learnt from boys that spoke, like boys like Grant Smith, etc., Willie Dobbins, that spoke you through games, and probably you learnt a lot from, even if they weren't directly teaching you. Did you pass that on to the young boys coming through, or did you make an attempt to help some of the young guys? You certainly did, caught my breather, help them in the pub, that's for sure.
Oh, you've got to help the guys in the pub. That's what it's all about, is communicating. But just saying, before, after, and during a game, can you just try to tell them what you were taught?
Mm-hmm.
Whether they listen or no, I didn't care. But it's little things like that, Ken.
You made an effort to help the young boys.
Oh, you've got to. Mm-hmm. Can you mark it?
But nae abdi does.
No, they didn't. Can you go to mark it as easy as possible for the youngsters, Ken? Say, for example, my uncle told me, back in the day, you only had black boots, mm-hmm. leather boots, and I used to stick papers in mine. And somebody says to me, a young boy says to me, why do you keep sticking papers in your boots?
Aye.
I says, well, it's to keep the shape, and it dries them better.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen young boys,
aye.
Ken, just looking in the dressing room, and says, oh, he's put papers in his boots, he's must, just thinking little things like that, Ken.
Aye.
And I just seen it from uncle and whatever, Ken.
Aye. Is there MD or father of the young boys that came through that you were quite proud of and that went on to do well for the side?
Oh, Christ, off the top of my head. Ken, I've got a list here, James.
Mm-hmm.
About 180, 190 boys that's been signed by different side for the start right through till 2006. I think Craig Stewart, Tina O.
Aye.
And I wouldn't like to rattle through any of that names, Ken. Things like that, because it would be really hard to do. Again, it's like a young boy, like a Gary Petty, Faye Collins. When he came aside, he was a good player.
Mm.
For being a height, Ken, he was like a salmon.
Aye.
Ken.
A lot of boys have said that they're surprised he didn't play at a higher level. Like,
I'm surprised now, but I think, Ken, if you're winning games, you're meant to bide at a club all the time.
Definitely.
And there's no point of going to walk somewhere and getting humped 6-7-0 every weekend.
No, that's right. That's
sweet. But I've a list there. It's nae handy. You didn't want to go through it all. Yeah.
Well, we'll come to your best 11 soon anyway. You've told me about a lot of great times at different side, and obviously the club folding was a low point. But was there any low points for you on the pitch apart from that?
Well, that's what I say. There was one low point. The last game of the season.
Okay,
we were 2 points in front. I was playing Lossie United.
Okay.
Doing it at Canallers.
Aye.
I was speaking to Mikey Anderson. He remembers we got beat 4-3.
Sure.
And that was a toughing.
Aye.
Yeah, I scored that day as well.
Was it them that was going for the title in our wee's? Like,
aye, they were second.
It was a playoff, basically.
Aye. Yes. Aye. It was a playoff kind of thing. It was either a draw for us, we won a league.
Aye.
But they were, we couldn't control this boy. He used to hit long throws. And you used to throw him for the halfway line, right into the box.
The lap style.
Honestly, we couldn't cope with his throws. They were like a corner.
Aye, aye.
Again, and that's what won them the league by 1 point. Yeah, and it was that was soul destroying.
Aye, that would have been 9 titles.
It would have been aye. Oh, it was Kenny. It was just a. Kick in the arse.
How did the boys pick themselves up for that? Because that can sort of kill morale, can't it?
Well, that's it certainly was a morale, because you came for like the canalers, so it's kind of dress rooms and all that.
Aye.
Well, you can just mind
me in the showers.
They're on next door and they were singing the A team song again. I'm thinking, and we were just sitting here and going, shocking our heads. And
forever. You're crushed into that dressing room and all.
Oh, you're just not. It's just a kick in the teeth. Just a downer.
Aye.
Another low time was we got beat. We was playing Falkirk, and Canal Park was double booked. It was Banff Rovers had it booked, but it was a misunderstanding. It didn't matter. We offered to play Falkirk at their ground.
Okay.
But there was something on at their ground, and I think we offered every pitch in the northeast of Scotland to play Falkirk. And we couldn't get a game played.
Sure.
So they deducted 3 points. Yeah. And Bucky won the league that year.
Aye,
the last game of the season, we beat Bucky. At Bucky, 1-0. They won the league, we were saying 3 points deducted. That was another downer. So
it could have been even better in terms of titles.
Just one of those.
If I took a fall for that, you know, Kunsel.
Well, yeah, we tried arguing about trying to play him again at Bucky. We even tried playing at Nairn, as far as Nairn, but Falkirk weren't keen for it.
Sure. We weren't closer.
It would have been, but we just got,
they just wanted the points.
I think they hated Devon side.
There's no many dinner.
No,
if you really enjoyed a trip to Ginnell Park, that's for sure. You've seen their faces when they come in. That team's for Aberdeen, the Toons are coming into Ginnell Park. It was a leveller, was it?
Aye. They just think, kind of park is this? Canal Park. Don't get me wrong, it was an excellent park to play on when it was good. Really good.
So see it go. It looks like it's going to be good buyers.
Fingers crossed.
You think they're going to save it?
Well, I hope so.
Aye.
Because Canalers has to be there. There's a lot of football being played on here. Banff Rovers, your Vale under 19s, whatever. Mm-hmm. On the other end. But it's got to bide as Canal Park.
If it's nay, they need to do something about the price at the sports centre, the new sports centres, because I came for being involved with Different Side and the committee. It's almost hindering the club, the prices you've got to pay.
The thing is, if it does go ahead, they'll have to find a place to build a grass pitch.
As far as that going to be?
Well, there you go. Okay, there was many, many moons ago they spoke about Different Side going down to Duffus.
I don't think that's doable news.
No, that's not. But this is just me personally. Football should be played in grass.
Aye.
You get a bit of slime tackle.
You know, get a fucking burner.
No, you're right there.
It's not good for the back and the knees either.
No.
When I was getting all around playing on it, I was struggling for Monday, Tuesday.
And struggling to get back up and all.
Aye. Oh, I was. Depends how fat I was at the time. But obviously, massive career at Different Side. But you also had spells at White Hills, I believe, both maybe in the welfare and in the juniors.
Aye, well, the welfare. I started off here when I was a teenager. Like I said earlier on, with Mary and all that. Then I went to Different Side. But I can mind playing against Fogey one night up in Fogey. If you ever played in Fogey's pitch back and then the keepers couldn't see each other because the pitch was wasn't the best pitch new, but it's a lot better
it's
new.
It's better new, but even when I was playing it was like a plued park a lot of the time. Like.
I can mind Rod McKinnon.
Uh-huh.
He was playing sweeper for Fogey. I think he put I speak about it back in the day. Says Rod put a pass back to his breather Willie. Willie McKinnon, that's Jamie's
dad.
Jamie's dad. Mm-hmm. And with my pace, that's what Rod and Willie says. He says, with your pace, I slid in and got the bat before Willie came out.
All right.
And I put it past Willie and my knee connected with Willie and it hit him on the jaw.
Oof.
Aye, oof. I went. I was quite glad that I went to Different Side after that season.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I was a marked man. Because I never seen Willie or any of them for long enough.
Willie's a big lad, you know.
Oh,
he'd have ate you for breakfast.
Oh, he certainly would have. As long as I had on a pair of trainers that could run faster than him. Yeah. Aye, but it was purely
accidental.
Accidental. Yeah. That's a... But when I speak about it, I see Willie or Aye. And the Fitbit was on the go. And I might contact with Rod all the time, Ken.
Some good times over the years with Wethills and there was, and you must play with some good players there and over the years.
Welfare Junior.
Aye.
Ken, Welfare. You'd have the old manies back in.
Aye.
I'm not saying all, they were in a 30, 35, Ken.
Aye.
I think Walter, we had a spell out here. Robertson, Sandy Grant, Harry Cameron for Turriff, the school teachers, Bill Robertson, Colin Skinner, Callum Skinner, Andy Main.
Aye.
Yeah, I could go on and on, but again, it's a learning curve. Mm-hmm. We all are boys, and you're a young boy.
And you just sort of feel it.
You would run about that day, wouldn't I?
Aye. And my brother of mine's kind of is a young in his early days at White Hills, and you were obviously there and seen a few of them under their wing, and again, if you were involved in their pre-match chippers or nae.
No, I didn't. I was wise that, Ken. I didn't like to go for a full breakfast before a game on a Saturday, Ken. I like to get up in the morning, do my boots, polish my boots. Get there, and I was trying to be professional. I was trying to show everybody else. Same way, Ken. White Hills, I never used to drink before I went to White Hills, Ken.
White Hills never really set Heather a light in the juniors, but they seem to have a great team spirit back in, certainly, and still new, and it's a good sort of village sort of spirit, good community spirit there, is it?
Yeah, when I first went to back to White Hills, I had an accident at my work, and I couldn't commit. I'd be playing football again. Being, I think Jackie Reid hit it, going through Aberdeen, so I didn't assign for Navy. Team of White will get back to my fitness and all that. But I bought a house at White Hills, and I started training. Getting George Stephen and all the rest of the boys that was there. George's Loon Allen, John Mill.
Aye. Mole. Brookie.
Colin Brooke. A great runner. Mikey Watson.
Aye.
Like Rod McKinnon, he was there as well.
That's right.
So you had a good bunch of guys, Ken. So before I got back fitness and all that, I signed for White Hills. I must have been 31, 32 at the time, and I thought I was all then. Aye. But
you thought you were maybe getting wind down.
I thought I was, but then I didn't until about 46.
Aye.
But no, the behind the scenes in White Hills, they do a hell of a lot, and which is good. And the community of White Hills, they do a lot. Can sponsors strips, fitness.
Right.
Bill Morris.
That's what I say. Bill is Mr. White Hills, really, isn't he?
Mr. White Hills, he's an absolute legend. I can mind Bill Morris a night. I was playing for White Hills at the time, and it was when Craig Stewart team over Devonside. I think Craig, I ken Craig through all his days and stuff like that. I've had a few nights out with Craig. He's got drunk with me a few nights and all. And there was a headlines in the back of the Banffy.
That's right.
I can't imagine if you mind it. There's no place for two junior teams round the Banff McDuff White Hills area. So of course I seen this, and I teen the Banffy out with me. It was myself and Craig Ewan. We named the team. Did a wee spiel. Well, it wasn't a wee spiel, about a minute.
Aye.
And I just held up the back of the Banffy.
That was your team talk.
I says, there you go, guys. That's a team talk. I says, I'm not saying nothing else. Be professional, but just think about it. And we went to beat them 2-1 at night.
That's right. I think I was there. It was a massive crowd, wasn't it?
Well, that's Bill Morris.
Big crowd.
Bill Morris was fair tricky, 89, £186 for the raffle. I didn't think Bill was giving a hoot about his score, Ken.
No, aye. Far got the goals for Hills that night then.
Oh, I can't remember far was that night, but again, Soapy got
the siding.
No, Soapy.
Oh, you played for White Hills,
aye. For White Hills at time. Soapy got the winner, Ken.
Okay, aye. Great moment.
Aye, it was all right.
I mind another win doing it Canalers, I think. I went to
4-3, was it?
Aye, it was the last kind of minute, or wasn't it?
Aye, White Hills beat Devonside 4-3.
I think so, was aye. It? So was it the other way around? I can't mind,
but there was a game.
Big crowd here, and I mind being at that team.
Aye, there was. I was not at that team because I was playing for White Hills at the time, and obviously playing for White Hills against a different side. It was all right, Ken, but
mixed emotions with that.
It was, aye, but you just had to play for the team.
Aye,
And that was it. It doesn't matter for opposition you're playing, again.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a game doing it, Canal Park. We got beat 4-3 that day.
Mm-hmm.
It was like in mine that day because I was 40 on that Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I went there, and like in mine, I came off about 10 minutes to go, and somebody came in. I said, "What's your score?" It says 4-3. I went, "Oh, when I came off, it was 4-2. I said, "Oh, well, that's no bad."
Aye.
And it was your breather, John.
Aye. He hadn't been subbed, though.
I said, "What do you want to say?" I says, "Did you get sent off?" He goes, "No, I just walked off."
he was struggling with injury, and I think because Walter was managing Whitney, and Kev Robertson was his assistant, he's Loom's assistant, and I think Kev had been hating it a go at him.
Aye.
And because John had wanted off, and in the end he just walked off. And that was his last game for White Hills. He went to the side after that.
That's right, because you walked off, John. He's I just couldn't deny for laughing.
He said he did feel a bit bad afterwards because he said, "I think I was 240 year olds playing that day, and other he didn't get off."
No, but that was it. But I've played for different side against White Hills.
Uh-huh.
I've played for White Hills against different side.
Aye. It's a good derby, like.
Oh, it certainly is. I was playing for White Hills when Walter hit it out at White Hills. It was 2-2 that game, and I scored a big Craig Hume up for a header. I followed through about 40 yards and that. Again,
must have been about the only header Craig Ewan won.
Well, he didn't jump. And the thing is, my leg's going to take me only long game because it's just a flirt one, just running. And I bailed the Ernie Mill out of the road and I just hit this thing for about 40 yards. And it went over the top of keeper again. So he said, there was a big crowd there that day. I don't think my mother and father spoke to him that day because
they
were still
on
a different side. Yeah.
You never got your supper that Sunday.
No, I did a hail, no.
You spoke about Ernie. Ernie was another great player at that level who maybe deserved a chance at Highland League.
Could have been, aye. Ernie, he was like a salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he was good. Fiery.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes he wouldn't
listen.
You need
that, though. Yeah. You need that.
Yeah, liked a drink on a Friday night, but hey-ho.
Not so good. So you actually, I think John said, you had a season as manager at White Hills, did you?
I did with Craig Ewan.
Aye.
Craig Ewan sort of, he was there mostly because I was working away for him. And to be a manager of a team, you've got to be committed.
Aye, yeah.
And I think it was Craig, he did most of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a while and I come home and stuff. I phoned Craig every night, every
aye.
Saturday.
Aye. Or he would have phoned you.
Or he would have phoned someone like that and tell us what happened, for the score, how we played.
Yeah.
But to be a manager, you'd hate to be 24/7.
Aye, I've seen feds like with John and Craig. Again, he's on the phone to boys all the time. You've got to be speaking to your players. You've got to be scouting out other players. It's even at that level, it's... Again, you're not getting paid for it, and it's 24/7, aye.
Again, and see, the all you get, and again, family, wives and all that, they get a bit of cheesed off, but again, it's back 30-odd years ago, maybe longer, again, you only had one manager,
aye.
And you just think, how could they manage it?
Yeah.
And you had bigger committees back years ago.
That's right.
But now, that's like every team, Ken. They need a good committee, a good backup behind them.
Aye, that's it. Well, either out of the manager's Dina Hine, which is not sustainable, is it?
No, it's not. Ken, even they're cleaning the boots. Dina washing for the fitness strips.
I think John drew a line at tackle strips, him, though. I think Amy would have sent him packing an eye.
Oh, definitely. Especially his socks.
Okay, so I think we're at a stage now for, we'll hear if you've picked in your best 11.
Well, Kenneth, James, that's a really, really tough one because it's like Abdi Else, you've played with great players through your football career and all that, Ken. But Ken, I can go back to say a different side team back in the Zamuski Trophy, the last 16, Ken. That was a great team back there.
Aye.
Played with them a few times, but it's been over the years for you played with through.
Aye.
And I've got umpteen guys, feel like Banff McDuff, Fogey, Pertsoy, Rothes guys, Bucky guys, Ken.
Aye, yep.
But a lot of great goalies, Ken. I hope I'm not going to offend a lot of folk, but my goalkeeper has to be like a Mikey Monroe.
Aye.
Mikey, he's played for, played in the juniors, played for Bucky Rovers, came to Devon side. Good speaker.
Aye.
Good with his feet. Kind of one-on-one, Mikey was superb.
Aye.
Till he broke his leg, I didn't think he's been right since then, Ken.
Okay.
Saying that's come back 20 odd years ago, Ken, but no. Mikey would be my number one.
So number one fit formation you going with?
Well, that's a hardy. Again, probably was up late last night trying to hear this for you again.
You're sweating here, like.
Oh, sweating. Aye. I didn't know if I was going to go for a old 4-4-2, 4-3-3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a choice of two. I'll go up my right back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, play with a lot of good right backs over my days. Davy Wilson, a boy from Turriff. Mm. He wasn't the best of players, but Davy was tough as nails.
Aye.
He would give 100% every Saturday.
Again, yeah.
Again, you could pass a bar to Davy, he couldn't control it. But he kept how to heed a bar, he kept how to go through players, and he kept how to distribute a bar. Again. So I played with him for a few seasons. Again. So he would be
got a slot.
He would be the number two slot. Again. Mm-hmm. Number three, again, there's a lot of... I had to think about it. I was sticking in with Alan Stephen.
Aye.
He can play. He's quite a versatile player, Ken.
That's right. He obviously went on and played in the Highland League with Huntley as well, didn't he?
Huntley. He was at White Hills.
Did he win the league with the Vale that second time they won it? I think he did, didn't he?
I don't know.
Can't mind, but he's certainly a great player.
Oh, aye. There's other players as well, like Garvin Facher, Boyfie Keith.
Okay.
Great left. He would go up and do that part. Great crosser of a bar.
Aye.
Played with Alan Mair when he was young.
Mm-hmm.
When we were young. Mary had a great left peg and arc, great shot in him. Again.
Mind playing against Mary, you're speaking about boys talking. He never shut up either.
Oh, no, okay, but that
was needed in every team.
Oh, aye.
He was a pain in the arse to play against them.
He was, aye. My sweeper, that's a no-brainer to me, is Mikey Anderson.
Aye.
Again, say no more. Again, read a game, even when he was at the Rovers, McDuff, even Devon side.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he would read a game. My centre half played wee. Apart from my spells at centre half, it would be Craigie Bartlett.
Aye.
He was Rothes. I think he was at Faulkabers.
Mm-hmm.
He came down for a few seasons. He was a big, solid, strapping lad. Again, going into midfield, Ian Cormack.
Aye.
I had to go for him because. Skillful player.
Aye. He's made a lot of boys' teams has played with him.
Mm-hmm. He's a good speaker as we all can.
Aye.
Dickie Burnett would be my other one in the middle.
Uh-huh.
He can control it. Ken, he's skillful, take a bar down, spread it about.
Aye.
Liked a challenge. There wasn't a lot got past him, Ken.
Yeah.
Mike Dunbar.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey played with Lossiemouth in the Highland League.
Aye.
And when he first came to Devon side. He was great, Ken. Even Mikey's a few years older than me, but he had the experience he used to yap all the time, Ken.
Cool,
I mind playing a game with Mikey at Princess Royal Park, and he was at sweeper that day, and I was centre half. And I can mind saying to him, I think Mikey Anderson was injured, and I can mind Mikey saying to me, he says, I didn't want to do a lot of running about today. Okay, so you're winning everything. All right, Mike, I'll do my best, Ken. But there you go. He come off and he goes, I said, well, that was the easiest game I've had.
Aye.
Ken, I says, well, I must be doing something right. And he just yapped all the time, Ken.
Aye, quality.
Another one in the middle. Oh, Christ. I'd say Mikey Lang.
Okay.
Another lad, he's a day. Experienced in the Highland League. I think we Rothes played with Isle of Vale, played on a different side. Mike, he was a big, strong lad, and I can't how to look after himself.
Aye.
Spread a bar about, and there's no more I can say about him. Like, and he was just solid.
Aye. Aye. Okay.
Two boys up front. It's Davy Purry is one of them.
Aye.
One of them, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Amount of goals Davies scored, he wasn't an out and out striker, but he was a winger. He used to cut inside boys if he was right wing, left wing.
I never.
And Davy liked a bar in the top corner of the net, Ken.
Quality.
He was all right. Another boy, he yapped as well. Mm-hmm. And another boy, Stevie Bruce.
Okay.
Ken, he was the same, Ken. I mean, myself, Stevie and Davy used to play up front.
Okay.
And I'd three up front was just something else, Ken.
Unstoppable.
Oh, it was just, the thing is, Ken, if you're playing with two up front, me and Stevie played up front, and if a bar went over to the right-hand side, I went to her, Stevie was 10 yards for you, and vice versa.
We worked
as a team. We did a lot of running. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was at back end, Ken.
Aye, okay. Good team, though.
Very hard 11 to pick.
I'll bet you.
Out of that 190 boys.
Well, I saw the list there. There are some great names on that list, and you see, you kind of go through them all, but some great players over the years. But I would skip by that side.
If I would skip by that side. There's a few there.
Craigie
Bartlett, he was the captain at the side, Ken.
Aye.
Aye, he would. Aye, Craigie
He's
Bartlett
a skipper.
He would be the skipper.
Yeah. Well, if that'd be Gaffer.
Gaffer. Yeah. Gaffer. All in Scott.
Aye.
Scotty. Definitely, Ken.
Great.
Yeah. No disrespect for only other managers, right?
No. But
all in Scott.
Would you get many games in that team? You got in goals when you got injured.
In that team, I wouldn't like to say, but I think I would get a few games there.
Aye.
No problem. No bother.
There'd be a few injuries to fill in for.
Oh, there would. Can I maybe swap myself out for Mikey Lang?
So you were like a John O'Shea in that era then? Playing our way.
Well, I played our way again. It was like I played more there when Alec was like a manager.
Aye.
He stuck more away. I just played there again. It's the same when Alec left and Jackie Reid, you know, again. Mm-hmm. He just came down to watch a game and we won that day and whatever. Jackie Tina, the team over it that season. And that season we won a league.
Okay.
And that was the last time Devonside won a league, was year 2000. 2001.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That was the last time. Aye. But Jack, he was all right, but he was was totally different for the rest of them, Ken.
Aye.
Jackie didn't like getting spoken back to.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've learnt my lesson, because I spoke back to Jackie a day, and he just shouted to somebody on the sidelines, right, go and get warmed up.
And
I just thought, Christ, here's me coming off, Ken.
Aye.
So I said something that I shouldn't have, but Ricky Simpson, I says this to him, I says, I can mind that day, Jackie was about to take you off, and you won a bar in the middle of the park. I was playing centre mid. You won a bar in the middle of the park, and I teen it about other 2 or 3 yards, and I just hot this thing out of anger, and it went into back of net. Yeah, and I just hot it out of anger, into back of net, and that was it. Jackie reached all team off. Yeah, that's what like Jackie was, again, but...
Aye, quality.
But, what was him, just... Totally different manager altogether.
Aye. Right, well, I was just finish up with a few quick fire questions, Barney, if that's all right with you.
That's no problem. Fire away.
Magic. Okay, so first, Dean, one thing you would change about FITBA to improve it?
Oh, well, I've seen a lot of the way they train and stuff like that. I've noticed a hell of a difference from me being younger.
Aye.
In fact, it is new. I think when you're starting to play football, you've got to learn to pass a ball first, control it, pass it back to somebody, stuff like that. I think there's the coaching at McDuff Lions, and you go through the training and all that, and you're asking Bairns about 5-year-old to do the most difficult thing ever. But some of the Bairns can just pass the basics. Mm-hmm. That's what you're waiting, Ken. Learn to pass a bar, Ken. I used to pass a bar to my father's garage.
That's right.
And just back and forth, left foot, right foot.
Aye. Back to basics.
Basically, aye. Yeah.
Okay, who would you like to play you in the movie of your life?
And funny you should say that. I was watching that day, Roberto Baggio.
Uh-huh.
It's out just new. and Kent came back, the fit he does for his the younger days.
Aye.
Coming all the way through FITBA. It would hate to be someone like that.
Aye.
Or it likes a, again, I can be a bit of character for him off the park, as you will can.
Uh-huh.
On the park, you can't be a character, but be on a can serious all the time.
Aye.
And if I can, Gaza would be a...
Gaza, get to play you.
Okay. Example to me, Ken. I'm just a... Ken, just on the park. Gaza.
Hey, I'm sure he'd be up for Anki Skint there.
Aye, I think so. Ken, just off the park, he was just a comedian. A drinker. Ken, he liked a sing song.
Aye.
As you do, I normally go to boys going with a sing song, Ken.
Uh-huh, okay. So we'll pick Gaza down for that, you know?
I think so.
If you could bottle one moment of your career to relive, what would it be? FITBA career, that is.
FITBA, aye. Just to play FITBA, full stop.
Aye, just again, to get back playing, aye.
Just to get back playing, again. The mind says it.
Aye.
The mind can do it, but the body is just...
It just
doesn't do it at all, again.
Aye, I'm with you there, like... Yeah, my mind never really did it as a problem.
No. Aye, I would just really... Love to do it, Ken. Aye, I was speaking to Bruce Anderson about a week and a half ago. He says, "You miss FITBA, but would you like to Ken go back then?" I said, "Brucey, I would."
A heartbeat.
Oh, just.
I had run about it and all the Ken the team spirit and the dressing room. Yeah. That. You miss that just as much as actually.
Oh, you just a banter, Ken. You got my set in the morning. That was you booming, Ken.
Okay. Toughest direct opponent you ever came up against on the pitch.
Yeah, well, when I was playing up front, the likes of Nathan Sharp, played for Isle of Vale.
Okay.
Jim Stables played for Isle of Vale and all.
Aye, aye.
And usually Kent Jim was a hinny.
Aye.
Yeah, and he was like a raging bull. You just
breathing down your neck.
Breathing down my neck. But the only, I didn't like playing against him. And there was a high bar because he would just come through you. But the only way I got the better of Jim was just the pace.
Again,
that was it.
Okay.
Centre half, when I played centre half, I think the most awkward boy would be Stevie Markey.
Okay.
Faye Bucky.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
just follow him. another even Charlie Rowley.
Oh, aye.
Aye, oh, aye. I'd say, okay, mine a game. I was, it's all right to say this, is it?
Aye.
I can mind a game at the Princess Royal Park a night, and all at Cormac ride out of teams playing Isle of Vale, and always different side Isle of Vale. It was like an old firm, Ken.
Aye.
And all at reading out of team, and he's reading through numbers one all the way right through, and he's got me at number 9. I went, "Oh, you're a beauty, Ken." And named the team, then was out here in a warm up, and he come to me, "I'm putting you in at right back." I says, "Oh, you're joking." She says, no. I says, "If Charlie Rowley is playing up front, which he will be, I'm waiting you to man Markham."
Okay.
And I'm thinking, all right, okay.
Tough shift.
Oh, you're not joking, Ken. We beat Isle of Vale 3-0 at night.
Okay.
Charlie Rowley played down the left, wing, first half.
Aye.
And second half.
They want to be seen.
He crossed over.
You let him out of pocket.
Well, I didn't. It was Gavin Falk. I was playing left back.
Ah, right,
Charlie
was
doing the right wing.
Aye.
It was just a case of
switch
Gavin switch over.
Because
Gavin didn't hear the pace first. Charlie Rowley again. But he would be another awkward. Oh, aye, definitely.
Okay. Very last question. Which professional player, past or present, do you think was most like your style, attributes and personality on the pitch?
Ken, I didn't really think about it. I was just waiting to be myself, Ken. I never really watched only.
Aye.
Well, I did watch FITBA, but you didn't think, I want to be like him. I want to be like this, Ken, like what the youngies, I want to be like a Ronaldo and Messi and forever, Ken.
Aye.
I kind of think fit I could be or far could be like, Ken. Maybe other folk could.
Well, just say you go for John O'Shane since you were versatile.
Well, versatile, aye. Well, that's a thing. Yeah, I could play anyway. It would be like a something versatile player. Aye. John O'Shane.
He played in goals enough for United, didn't he?
Aye.
Ah, well, we'll go for him. Well,
it certainly did.
Barney, cheers for coming out and being the first guest in the studio for a long, long time and for agreeing to do this. It's been fantastic. I appreciate it. And thanks for the bottle of whiskey you've brought over for our next raffle as well.
Ah, it's not a problem. Cheers, my man. It's been a pleasure being here and here.
It's how you get to get a crack about football.
Well, that's it. Kind of reminiscing for 30 odd years ago.
Cheers.
Okay, cheers, James. Thank you.
Thanks to Barney for joining me this week and for taking us on his football journey. It is much appreciated, as always. Please tune in to all of the back catalogue of episodes at the usual places: Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts and Anchor FM. Thanks to the thousands of you tuning in each week, and I'm appreciating all your messages and emails that are flooding in as well. Thanks for them, and keep them coming. Now, you don't have to wait too long for the next instalment of our Beyond Hampden Park spin-off series as we are charting Scotland's progress through Euro 2020 as we attend the games. The latest episode, looking ahead to the opening game against the Czech Republic, will be out early this week, and we'll be joined, me and Brookie and John, by former Hibs, Hamilton, Park Thistle and Aberdeen goalkeeper Thomas Czerny for that one, who'll give us some insight into the Czech Republic squad and their thoughts on Scotland. The regular season will return next weekend, as I'll be joined by Cove Rangers striker Mitch Meginson. Bye for now, and see you next week.